I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. In Venice, you can sit and have a cappuccino on the Piazza San Marco and gaze at the sights, the Palazzo, the Bell Tower, the massive cruise liner. More and more luxury ships have been sailing into the Venice Lagoon in the past few years. Good for the economy, but not so great for the city. And as Megan Williams reports, after the 2012 wreck of the Italian cruise liner, the Costa Concordia, it's an especially sensitive issue.
Niccolo Bocenti stands in his small motorboat docked near Piazza San Marco and reaches out to help aboard a small group of visitors. They've hired him to take him around for the day. Bocenti isn't just a water taxi driver. He's also part of a group of Venetian activists. They recently bobbed in the Venice Lagoon wearing wetsuits and inflatable rings in an attempt to stop the mammoth cruise ships that pass through the fragile lagoon up to a dozen times some days. Bocenti explains the ships weigh more than 130,000 tons and tower 10 stories high. As they pass through the lagoon, they displace huge amounts of water that disturb the eco-balance and create waves that damage the fragile city. After the Costa Concordia wreck, Italy adopted a law last year that bans boats of more than 40,000 tons from entering the lagoon and other sensitive areas. But the law's on hold, at least in Venice. Venice Port Authority President Paolo Costa says the city is the Mediterranean's most important home port, a place where cruise ships depart and arrive, something its economy increasingly depends on.
For us, being home port is very important because home port means not only that people come by ships and go and visit Venice, but in order to embark them, assume an average big ship, which means 3,000 passengers, 1,500 workers, so it's a small hamlet of 5,000 people. Well, we have to supply them all the food, all the maintenance of the ship, everything is needed. This is 50% of the employment connected with the cruise activity is this kind of things. And this is only because we are home port.
And key to keeping that home port position, says Costa, is that tourists get what he calls the aesthetic privilege to gaze upon the beautiful Piazza San Marco, or St. Mark's Square, from the deck of their ship. Costa says the city is looking at an alternative route for the luxury liners, one that would involve digging into another canal to make it deep enough for the massive ships. But that poses two major problems, a $120 million cost that no one seems ready to pay, and public opposition to excavating.
This kind of big ships is it's a little bit dangerous for the city, but is good also for the economy of the city, for the coffee shops, for everything.
Massimo Milanese manages a cafe in Piazza San Marco, where a small orchestra plays outside. Like many Venetians, he recognizes the importance of the cruise ships to the city, but says the Venetian and Italian governments need to come up with something before the lagoon is ruined.
No, but I don't think it's the right thing that the ships doesn't come. But like everything in Italy, it's very long and a lot of discussion, but this kind of problem is urgent, I think, for Venice.
And while the band plays on for tourists in Piazza San Marco, it's the ships that are staying afloat while Venice is sinking. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Venice.